Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size, brought to you by Bet365. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the imperious Graham Souness. The man that the James Bond franchise missed out on, once of Liverpool and Scotland. He's going to tell you that even the most elite club game in world football, the European Cup final, can sometimes be a mismatch when one team looks into the eyes of the other and sees fear.
My very last game was European Cup final. Rome in Rome. We'd won the League Cup, we'd won the league, and then we'd gone to Israel for 6 days in the sun to relax. Came back on a Saturday, and the game was on a Wednesday. When I say relax, it was like boys going to southern Spain for a real proper relaxation. Never mind football, it was just...
cultural night out.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty full on. And there was two Italian journalists came on that show. I'm getting sidetracked here. And as a captain, I said, why don't you come out for dinner with us one night? Well, they couldn't leave the hotel before we went for dinner because we got them pissed. We're standing at the bar, and like they had three beers, and they said, sorry, we can't come out. Head spinning. They just couldn't believe what we were doing. They would see us around the pool, ordering the beers, and sitting out in the sun in Israel, 100 degrees. So anyway, we get to the game. We've never mentioned Roma. We're playing Roma in Rome.
We're Liverpool.
They've got World Cup winners. They've got Chiesa and Falcao, two great Brazilian midfield players. So we've never mentioned them. So the Tuesday night before the Wednesday game, we arrive at Tuesday afternoon, train the stadium on the Tuesday night, we go to bed. Kenny and I are in the room together. So we get into bed, sensible. The telly's blaring next door, so banging on the wall, nothing. I go out, bang on the door, nothing. Phone down, someone comes up to try, nothing. So eventually we get to sleep. Wake up in the morning, Wednesday morning, we're coming out our room, and the person coming out the room next door where all the noise was our manager. It was Joe Fagan. I said, boss, I said, you kept us awake all night. I said, sorry, boys, we opened the second bottle of scotch last night. It was a long night. So then, that's the Wednesday morning. So they've arranged a training ground for us, which we turn up, and it's a ploughed field, so we don't train. Then we come back, so we don't train, we just have a walk. We come back to the hotel, we're having our lunch. Joe stood up, tapped his glass, asked the waiters to leave, and we're all nudging ourselves saying, what's he going to say? Because we never had team meetings. No one ever spoke. We've not mentioned Roma. So he stood up and we're all nudging, what's he going to say? So he stood up and he was looking up at the ceiling and he said, big game tonight. And these are a good team. They must be a good team. Won the championship last year, final of the European Cup. He's talking to himself. And then he said, can be as good as us. Now, the bus leaves at 5:30. Make sure no one's late. That was the team talk. Never knew it. We didn't know. We never spoke about their players. We knew they had some big players. And we went out, and they were frightened to death of us. We played them off the park. They were frightened of us.
Explain that. Do you mean a mix of your footballing ability, what you'd achieved before, or do you mean your mentality?
We had the mentality, which was a bit like how they train a police dog. When you train a police dog, the dog never loses. The bad guy has to walk away. You know, he has to back off. So the police dog's always on. And we were a bit like that. We were always, the only thing they said to us before games wasn't, you know, you're playing a team that plays 4-4-2 or be care, worry about. We never mentioned opposition. What they would say is, if you lot are at it today, there's nothing for anyone. Nothing for any of them. And that included a European Cup final against Rome in Rome.
You've sparked a thought back to the last conversation that you and I had. It was on the telephone. And I think Jamie Redknapp had phoned you to tell you to watch the Paris final against Real Madrid.
Yeah.
And you re-watched it. And you said to me, we must have been horrible to play against.
We were hard to play against.
You used a stronger word on the telephone. Because nobody, we've now established, for anybody who didn't see that football, we've now established they were talking about some of the all-time great British footballers. We're talking about an ability to play football which was gorgeous, flowing, swaying,
not
intelligent,
that night.
Changes
that was
of direction.
That was a war of attrition. That was meaty.
Across the board. But that's what I'm getting to. So that nobody should mistake when they listen to this podcast that I'm going to the nitty-gritty, having forgotten the beauty. But you and the team, there was no messing with you at all.
Listen, it's Real Madrid. In Real Madrid, this classy act, what they are now, they've always been like that in my mind. They've always been such a special club. But, I mean, they took us on physically. Mm. They didn't want to make it a game of football. If you watch that game, they were putting themselves about. Mm-hmm. And we met fire with fire, and it was a real... You watch some of the tackles, you would not get away with them today. And it was the Parc des Princes. The pitch was cutting up. The white lines, the word lined. It must have been years and years of this, and the lines were raised. The ball was bubbling all over the place, which gave you a great excuse for mistimed tackles. But it was... If you watch that game, they had some players that could
Steelica was no messing with Steelica.
Camacho.
Yeah.
He was a handful.
He was, but...
But they were frightened of us. And the three European Cup finals I played in, Bruges at Wembley, frightened of us, didn't make a game of it. Real Madrid didn't make a game of it. They had a game plan to take us on physically. And Rome and Roma, they were terrified of us.
You see,
that's where Liverpool, that was a standing Liverpool had at that time. Can I tell a little story to end? So this is how the game is different today. We have won the European Cup in Paris. Phil Neal and I get drug tested. So we have to give a urine sample afterwards. We come out the stadium. It's empty. So there's no one waiting for us. We're just on our own, some part of Paris, and streets are empty. And if you remember, you won't remember, but at that time, there was this sort of English hooligans were running riot. So the French police were really up for it. We come out, I'm saying to Neal, we've got a taxi. So we spend 20 minutes trying to flag a taxi down, no one will stop for us. No. So I'm like, what are we going to do? So blue lights come flashing towards us. I jump out and I put my arms up, stop, stop. So this van pulls up, and out the back of it, pile 4 or 5 or 6, riot police, and they've got the batons in their hand. And I've had to go into my pocket and show them my medal, my winner's medal, and ask them if they'd take me back to the hotel we were staying in. It's on the tip of my tongue. So, I'm pretending I'm kicking a ball. Yeah, player, and here's my medal. You couldn't believe it. So Phil Neal and I went from the Parc des Princes back to our hotel, the Meridian it was, in the back of this police van with the blue light flashing with these riot police.
Thank you for listening to The Big Interview Bite Size, brought to you by Bet365. All of these stories come from my podcast series, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter. There are interviews with over 100 elite footballers on our archive. Search for the show on Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.